The Extraordinary Adventures of Arsène Lupin, Gentleman Burglar. By Maurice Leblanc. Narrated by Paul Spera. Sound by Patrick Martinez-Bourna. The Black Pearl. A violent ringing of the bell awakened the concierge of No. 9 Avenue Auch. She pulled the door string, grumbling,
"I thought everybody was in. Must be 3 o'clock.
"Perhaps it is someone for the doctor," muttered her husband.
"Third floor, left. But the doctor won't go out at night."
"He must go tonight."
The visitor entered the vestibule, ascended to the first floor, the second, the third, and, without stopping at the doctor's door, he continued to the fifth floor. There he tried 2 keys. One of them fitted the lock.
"Ah, good," he murmured. "That simplifies the business wonderfully. But before I commence work, I had better arrange for my retreat. Let me see. Have I had sufficient time to rouse the doctor and be dismissed by him?" "Not yet. A few minutes more."
At the end of 10 minutes, he descended the stairs, grumbling noisily about the doctor. The concierge opened the door for him and heard it click behind him. But the door did not lock, as the man had quickly inserted a piece of iron in the lock in such a manner that the bolt could not enter. Then, quietly, he entered the house again, unknown to the concierge. In case of alarm, his retreat was assured. Noiselessly, he ascended to the fifth floor once more. In the antechamber, by the light of his electric lantern, he placed his hat and overcoat on one of the chairs, took a seat on another, and covered his heavy shoes with felt slippers.
"Oof! Here I am. And how simple it was. I wonder why more people do not adopt the profitable and pleasant occupation of burglar. With a little care and reflection, it becomes a most delightful profession. Not too quiet and monotonous, of course, as it would then become wearisome." He unfolded a detailed plan of the apartment. "Let me commence by locating myself. Here I see the vestibule in which I am sitting. On the street front, the drawing room, the boudoir, and dining room. Useless to waste any time there, as it appears the Countess has deplorable taste. Not a bibelot of any value. Now, let's get down to business. Ah, here is a corridor. It must lead to the bed